Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am TJ Jackson, and I'm joined here by both my brothers, Mr. Terrell Jackson and Mr. Taj Jackson.
What's going on?
How are you guys?
Good. Hanging.
Hanging? I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Why are you smiling?
I just saw you yesterday.
I don't know. I don't know. But Taj, I haven't seen you in a little while, right?
Maybe a couple days, yeah. We talked.
Yeah, we talked. But yeah. How was your week, Taj?
It was good. Oh, you go to me first? I don't even remember what I did this week. It was good, though.
Was it crazy or what?
Movies? We went to Candy Cane Lane yesterday. You know where the lights are. Yeah, all those lights are. It was fun. We walked around and stuff like that.
So you walked around.
Yeah,
that's,
believe it or not.
That's always.
And
fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was crowded, right?
No, because it's early. It wasn't as crowded. I think as you get closer to Christmas, it gets more crowded.
Okay.
So we started early.
Terrell, anything?
Last year we went twice, I think, and the second time was on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's
biggest hectic mistake.
Yeah,
horrible.
That's well, they have like people singing.
It was horrible.
Carol, but if you really
so crowded.
If you really want to get like the whole effect, that's like around that time is the time to do it because it is like an event. Like you can't even walk around.
But we've been doing that since we were little.
Yeah.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the street, but I don't remember going.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
It's probably because you were sleeping.
I saw a movie that was really good.
Oh, which one?
I saw Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of it.
Really?
It doesn't surprise me that you haven't. Yeah. Terrell,
I'm so far back.
Your movie, knowing what's going on movie, is almost,
you
not as
what?
Bad, but almost
I
as
know.
Bad as Taj knowing about what song.
You know what? I remember, TJ, I used to tease you about not going to the movies.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
You used to be really slow with the movies, and then all of a sudden when I had children, it's like I never. I used to go to every single movie as soon as it came out, and now it's like the last movie I saw was, what was it? The Suicide Squad or something?
Jeez.
With you guys?
Jeez. That is long.
That's embarrassing. Well,
I'm looking forward to Star Wars.
Star Wars tomorrow.
No,
it was good. It was good. Mel Gibson directs it. Mm-hmm. I got to say, Mel Gibson's a good director.
You just didn't realize that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
He's good, man.
Yeah.
Give the guy some credit. He's a good director. You know, in Ben Affleck is a good director, too.
Yeah.
But back to Hacksaw Ridge, I remember when I was watching it, I was just thinking, war is terrible.
You know, it's a
war movie.
Okay.
War is just terrible. I can't wrap my head around why we have to have war, and it's just so sad. No, it's crazy to me.
Never a winner in that.
It's crazy, but it was, it's really, it's tough. It's tough to see lives be, you know, treated as if they don't mean anything and just numbers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about pretty much a guy who wants to join the army during World War II, and he refuses to kill. He refuses to basically.
You're not spoiling the movie, are you?
No, this is pretty much. No, I'm not spoiling the movie. But he refuses to. And plus, it's a true story, so it's not like
so. I still don't want it spoiled.
Okay, another thing, it's been out for like 3 weeks. So if by now, I'm allowed to talk about the movie.
No, you're not.
That's true.
No,
I believe that.
Come on. I can't not talk about it. At what point, you got to see it. I'll put it this way. Francis and I were the only ones in the theater.
Really?
Yeah, because it's old. But it's a guy who refuses, true story, who refuses to basically touch a gun. And I'm so bad with these terms, but basically, the squad leader or the captain of the unit is trying to get him out of the military because they don't think he's able to protect the rest of the guys if
dangerous
he's unwilling.
To the others.
But he's making the argument. I'm actually he doesn't say this, but you could tell it's like, I can be more valuable by just trying to save people. And
well, that's true.
And without trying to spoil the movie, you know, it's just cool to, not cool, but it's interesting to watch during the war and during the battles, him be really one of the bravest guys, because he's just, without any right. weapon, just sacrificing his life to help save others. Wow. And it, it was just, it was a pretty good movie.
The name one more time?
Hacksaw Ridge. Yeah. Okay. It was good. Check it out.
And you stayed up the whole time?
I stayed up.
TJ's notorious for falling asleep in movies.
So please tell me you don't fall asleep in this movie.
And it's not because of the movie. There was a 30-second window where I was struggling, and I repositioned myself, and I was fine the rest of the time. But it was only like 30 seconds, so I stayed up. Okay. I stayed up. I've actually been all right. And then Allied was another good movie I saw last weekend. I like that one. But that,
I have not heard of that one either.
Are you kidding me?
Allied?
Yes, with Brad Pitt? Come on, man. No. You're now on par with Taj and his music.
Thank you.
That's not a good thing, Taj. Anything else going on this week? Anything?
Christmas is and
it's coming up.
The holidays.
The one thing I know, Taj, you probably wish you would have been saying right now is about Alan Thicke.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
We lost a TV legend, someone I think, well, I actually remember, so I know you guys definitely remember, but someone we grew up watching on TV from Growing Pains. So, and you know, I was going through his tweets, and he had a tweet that was very actually about dying that I thought was very strong. I guess I should be reading it right now. Is that correct?
If you're doing your job right.
Since you brought it up.
Okay, well, let me pull it up.
I
want
to hear about it.
It's actually.
It was on DDJF, right?
Yeah. Well, I posted it from DDJF.
Yes.
Why were you?
No, I read it.
Okay, it was good, right?
Yeah.
Well, while I load it up, any cool memories from Alan Thicke? You guys have any personal memories?
Just Growing Pains was one of those shows we used to watch together with Mom and Pops. He wrote a lot of those.
Did he?
The theme songs, right, Tosh?
Yeah, he wrote The Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
He wrote the song?
And Wheel of Fortune.
See, a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And I knew his son was Robin Thicke, who's a great music talent, but I didn't know he also wrote as well. That's really cool.
Did he do Silver Spoons? Ooh. I want to say he did, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not 100%, so I'm not going to say it. But
I'm going to get our resources on that. Yeah. Our Twitter resources.
I guess that's me.
But he had he posted a tweet, I think in 2012, that was, you know, pretty impactful then, and I think it even has more impact now. It reads, "Live life so completely that when death comes to you like a thief in the knife, there will be nothing left for him to steal." Mm. I think it was a prior quote from an anonymous source, but it was just very impactful. So a lot of people on Twitter are retweeting his personal tweet because he died so suddenly. The other thing I want to talk about regarding Alan Thicke is the fact that he passed playing ice hockey with his grandson.
Aww.
So that in itself is so sad, because his grandson now has to equate playing, you know, and I don't know much about the family, but I think ice hockey is a big part of their lives. So it's now this sense of sadness whenever he goes on the ice to play, is the fact that he lost his grandfather in this way. And these are the kind of things that when you do lose someone, you think about, you know, and I've been thinking about his grandson and how, you know, his grieving process.
Okay.
And it's just a tough loss. Especially for the family. So we are here wishing you guys the best and support and all the love possible.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I guess I should have also started with this. We are live on the Power of Love radio show. So if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. And later in the show, we will open up. You know, we should start doing that now. We're going to open up the phone lines. Yes, we're going to open up the phone lines. All the right. Phone number to call in is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. And
also, You could ask questions on Twitter or comments. Taj, handle?
The handle is at DDJ Foundation for Twitter.
Why don't you do the rest too?
Oh, okay. Facebook is DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. Instagram is at DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. And the website, oh my goodness. The website, it's been that day.
That's why you don't talk to me. That's why I keep you muted.
The website is www.ddjf.org. Okay. But we're only looking at Twitter for the questions right now.
Yes.
So again, that's at DDJ Foundation.
All right, listeners, he will be muted for a while. You're welcome. But anyway, the holidays are here. We already have a call, so let's just take this one call. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
I'm just calling to talk about Alan Thicke's death. And hello?
Yes, first of all, you know what? Turn down the radio or your computer.
Okay, hold on.
You'll get confused. And then, what is your name? You there?
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. What's your name?
My name is Alicia. I'm calling...
Okay. Yeah, Alicia, either mute or turn down the radio, however you're listening to us.
Alicia.
Felicia?
I'm sorry. I'm there. I'm just trying to turn my computer down.
Okay.
My name is Alicia.
Okay, I'm going to let her call back when she's got it, but I'll keep an eye on her number. But she wanted to talk about Alan Thicke. Which I'm interested to know what she's going to say. Yeah. So we'll make sure we get you back. Was it Alicia or Felicia?
I don't know.
I thought she said Alicia.
I thought she said Alicia, but then I heard something different.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for you, Alicia, to call back. But anyway, what I was saying was the holidays are here, and obviously the holidays for many, including myself, are like the best time of the year. They're a lot of fun. Everyone's bright. Everyone's happy. But for some people... it can easily be the loneliest time of the year and the saddest time of the year. Mm-hmm. I think something that we should do is talk about what do you do to overcome that sadness, that loneliness during this time of the year.
Yeah, but before, I think you should do the disclaimer.
Okay.
Yes. You sound very smart.
But let's not pretend here.
Well, I like to think of myself as pretty smart, but I am not a doctor, and my brothers are definitely not licensed therapists or anything like that. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions and what we've learned with you. So we ask you to... to hear us out and see if we can benefit you, but in no way take us as professional help.
Okay. You're getting a lot of tweets that it was his son, not his grandson, that was on the ice.
No, it was his grandson.
Well, you've gotten a couple.
All right, I'll double check. Let me get Alicia back. Alicia, are you with us now?
Yes, I am.
Sweet. How are you, Alicia?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing well.
Like I said, when I called the first time, I don't know. It was like Alan Thicke's death kind of shocked me in the way that most of these deaths that we've been having this year has have as well. And like you were saying, TJ, he was playing hockey with, I think it was his son, not his grandson, but having that memory. With him, I'm not sure if it'll be a sad memory or a happy one, but I know for me, I lost a surrogate grandmother 20 years ago this year on my birthday, and at first it wasn't. Well, at least the first couple of years, it was hard, and then as time goes by, it it weakens, but you never forget.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, this year it hit me hard. Mm. And then I lost my last grandparent a couple of months ago, and this is going to be the first Christmas without any of them. So it's, you know, I'm sure it'll be difficult for the family, but in a way, it might be comforting, especially since, like they've been saying, you know, they just saw him and just had happy memories too. So once you when you have those memories, it helps. But yeah, I've been like you guys, just thinking about growing up with Alan Thicke, watching Growing Pains, and mm-hmm. he was just on made cameos on a couple of shows as well. So
yeah.
It was kind of shocking to hear last night. But
yeah, exactly.
I think we'll all have those memories to remember him by.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do. That's the thing with death. It's just, it's unpredictable. Sometimes it's, you know, sudden, just comes out of nowhere, and it just changes your whole world. It changes, and it's never the same. And, you know, it's, you're never prepared for it, you know, and it's just difficult. It's just really hard, and you really don't understand it until you go through it, you know?
Alicia, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, my grandmother was 95. Well, it was a month shy of her 95th birthday. And I don't think any of us were ready for it. So, like, you know, it's still hard.
And you know what?
You
bring up a point, because I think some people, when they hear, you know, someone being in their 90s or 80s or, you know, I guess even 100s, they feel like, well, they got a good life. But that's, in my opinion, still the wrong way to think of it, you know, because there's a lot of elderly people who are very sharp, happy, excited, and excited to see their great-grandchild or whatever life events they may come. And it's still a robbery. It's still mm-hmm. a sudden and tough thing to get over, regardless of age. But Alicia, I want to thank you for calling in.
And being brave.
Yeah. Because I could tell from your voice, you know, it's still a tough thing for you. And I know it will always be a tough thing. But just by sharing your story, it means a lot to us and to the listeners. So I want to thank you on that.
Yeah, and I think, as I said last week, I think just celebrating that life and celebrating what, you know, you learn from a grandparent is important too, in terms of keep that memory alive, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's always been helpful for me, is just, instead of trying to ignore it and think that it's going to go away, celebrate it and celebrate them, because I think, you know, if they're that impactful in your life, then they should be celebrated.
And I heard you earlier when you were talking say that you lost a family member several years ago. Who was it, or how did you help get through that process?
Well, I'm a writer, and like I said, she passed away. She passed away on my 17th birthday.
Mm.
But it took me a while, about 10 years before I could finally verbalize what I wanted to say, what I needed to say. And that's really pretty much how I get through my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been my coping mechanism for a very long time, and that's how I can get through things like that.
Well, again, thank you, Alicia, for your phone call, and you bring up an awesome point, because since we've been doing DDJF, I've been looking into see what kind of coping mechanisms and what kind of ways can help people get through this grieving process. And writing, whether it's song or poems or stories or just writing, is one that pops up a lot. And, you know, hearing it from you, it's great to hear that you're an example of someone that's helped. Painting, any type of an expression type of medium usually really helps. And that's pretty, I just want to thank you, because I could tell from your voice how hard it is for you to talk about it, and you're still in pain, and that's okay. You know, there's no time limit. It's a process, as you know. There's no right or wrong way to grieve. You just gotta get through it and try to make the your loved ones, you know, happy. And that's how we, at least I, have always tried to do it. I try to make my mom and my uncle in particular, both of them, happy and proud of me. You know, and that's one way I could try to keep going, is to make them proud. But again, thank you, Alicia, and we're wishing you the best through the holidays.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Take care.
All right. You too.
Bye bye. That's a good phone call. You know,
We spoke about that, I think, a couple shows ago, about losing someone around the holidays, because it's hard. You know, birthdays, holidays, anything, Mother's Day, Father's Day, those days are very tough, because not only are you missing, you know, your mother or your father or your grandparent, but you see others with theirs. And it, you know, it triggers stuff. You don't have yours anymore.
You know what's so tough, too, is you see, I agree that all holidays and kind of birthdays are tough, but I would think something's especially hard about these holidays, you know, because like even with it being cold outside, you want to be closer even physically to people. And then you see people at their happiest state, but you're not at the happiest state.
Right.
So there's that big juxtaposition of the world is not, like you always say, Terrell, the world goes on, but even fast forward, you know, because people are at the happiest they are, and you're at the saddest you are.
Yeah.
So it makes you even feel more isolated or more lonely. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy. That's
more
not
disconnected,
easy.
Yeah.
More disconnected. That's not easy. So it's, I don't know. It's just, it's something that I think, you know, I'm happy we're talking about. All right. We have another phone call. Who do we have
Hello.
On the phone call?
Yes, I wanted to share a story.
Yes, who's this? What's your name?
This is Deidre Williams.
One more time?
Deidre Williams.
Deidre, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
This is TJ.
TJ, hi, TJ.
How are you? Go ahead. Let's hear your story, Deidre.
Well, I wanted to thank y'all for helping me. When I was 13, I know this might sound weird, but when I was 13, my father passed away, and I was lonely. So the only way I knew as a kid was to have, like, pictures and music. So when y'all's music came out, the Brotherhood CD, like, I became an instant famous. And it was because, like, later on, y'all mom had passed away, and it was, like, seeing y'all live and just continuing actually inspired me as a kid to say, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And nobody understand my love for y'all. Like, I'm not like a crazy stalker, but it's like I love y'all music. I play y'all music every day. I especially love Tyrell. I don't know why. It's
the eyes.
No, it's more than that.
It's those eyes.
I just like what you sang, and I get emotional when I hear your voice when you sing, and I really want to thank y'all for that.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Deidre. And Josh,
we really appreciate that call, and we really appreciate you for letting us know that, because, you know, we have people that that have helped us, you know, and material that's helped us. For me, you know, I watched, which is completely opposite, but I watched a lot of Three Stooges. Mm-hmm. You know, and the thing too is that, you know, when you're going through that time period of grief, you know, don't feel guilty about laughing. You know, that's a good medicine.
Yeah.
And some people, they feel like I shouldn't be laughing because, you know, I'm in pain. But sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, that has helped me so much. Just, you know, laughing and with, you know, with the Three Stooges. And that's what I used to do with my mom a lot, was watch Three Stooges. And, mm-hmm. and so it was like it connected me again with her. And so, you know, I think
it took me a long time to laugh again, because my dad was one of those guys that can make you laugh. Mm-hmm. And every time I laugh, like, I don't know who said this, but it's kind of like you remember them and you don't want to, you know, when you're young, I don't know if it's young or not, but when you have that emotion, you don't want to laugh and you don't want to feel. Yeah, with TJ, like you just get cold.
Yeah,
and that's what I when you said that, I was like, it hit me like that. I was closed off my emotions. But recently, I'm 36 now, so it was like 32. I literally broke down and cried for the first time. Mm-hmm. And my mom was asking me, she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "My dad is dead." Like it literally hit me out of nowhere that he was not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow, Deidre.
Yeah.
Well, thank
you. But I'm doing better. Whenever I miss my dad, I just think about happy memories, and mm-hmm. I can laugh, and I listen to some music. Well, you know,
what's one of your best memories? What's one of your best memories of your dad?
My dad, just singing, because he used to be a singer in a little group around town.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I used to try to sing with him, so when we sang together around the house, and like he was just always doing something silly, like it, like he would hide behind the door, uh-huh. and when I come out, he'd jump out.
Scary.
He was just a funny guy.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, and he was so young. He was like 42. I think he was 42 when he passed.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No,
it's
not
easy. And we just got to, you know, keep the best memories of them alive and keep their spirit alive and, you know, keep their mm-hmm. love alive, you know. And you have any kids, Deirdre?
No, not yet.
Okay. But, you know, you just share that love, you know, because just from this phone call, I could tell your dad was a special person. You know, he had a good, he had a good heart. And keep that going, because the world needs that. You know, the world needs a lot
Thank
of that.
You.
So keep that going.
Yeah, because before I was a little brat, but now I know the importance of spreading love, making other people happy. You know, it's cliche, but it really do come back to you like
it
karma.
Does. Yes, it does.
It makes you feel better.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's very true.
Well, thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you, Deidre. And you take care of yourself, okay?
Welcome.
And have a wonderful holidays. Yes.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Will you be my spirit animal?
Will I be what?
My spirit animal.
Sure. What animal do I have to be?
Huh?
Do I have to be a specific animal, or how does that work? I never heard that.
It's kind of like something that makes you happy.
Okay.
And like, because every time you talk about something, I'm like, I agree with TJ. Like, I always agree with you.
All right, I'll be your spirit animal. And bros, you hear that, right? Every time I talk, she agrees with me. But Deidre, of course, thank you for saying that, because now my brothers, you know, they know who to listen to.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Oh, no,
my headphones are on mute.
Deidre, thank you so much, and have a wonderful holidays, and I'll be your spirit animal, all right?
Y'all too.
Take
thank
care
you
of yourself.
Okay.
Love
Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that I got from that phone call, obviously, as parents, you want to give your kids a great memories, so that whenever it is your time to go, you leave something great behind and something that brings happiness. You can hear her smiling through the phone, which mm-hmm. was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But what was so interesting to me is how she said that just a couple of years ago, she broke down mm-hmm. regarding a loss that happened literally decades before. And that's something that it's something that I could say I can connect with mm-hmm. because something that I think gets forgotten is it never goes away. You know, it's not one of those things where after 2-3 years of therapy, they're good to go and they're normal, you know, or they're back put together 100%. There's always going to be that crack when you lose someone you love, and, you know, and that's okay. So if you're out there and you had an episode like that or a situation where you kind of broke down recently off a loss that you felt or thought you were over, that's normal and that's okay, you know. And I don't want people thinking that something's wrong with me. You know, it's just showing that you're a person of compassion and of love, and you're human. You have feelings.
You know, you never really understand the magnitude of it all when it's happening. And TJ, you know this, and you know this before I did, because when we lost Mom, we weren't thinking about, you know, I wasn't thinking about when I have children, they won't have a grandmother, to the extent of when I had them. Once I had them, it was a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Because you're experiencing a situation of being a parent, and now you really get to see what it's like to not have grandma or mom there, you know, on both sides. It's sad because Mom never got to experience that.
Yeah.
And it's sad because our children never got to experience that.
And for lack of a better term, that it sucks.
It's horrible.
It's terrible. And that's probably the hardest thing for me at this point, is knowing that my kids, like you, Terrell, your kids are robbed of a strong maternal figure that, A, you can rely on as a person, but you can rely on as a parent. You can always rely on them for some information, but that your kids could have relied on as a grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially when you couple that with a great mother, a field of love and of giving like our mom Dee Dee was, our kids lost a huge component of their life. And like you said, as a teen, you're not even thinking about that. Before you have kids, you're not even thinking about it. But when you have kids, and I've thought about that when Royal was in diapers, and Royal's 17 now, and I still think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have kids that are, you know, Rio's in diapers, but when I want to go somewhere out, it's like I have to find a babysitter.
Yeah.
And just the task of finding a babysitter, Mom would have been jumping up and down
right,
to do.
Right.
So that would have been easier. But that's a more selfish thing to say. But the thing that bothers me most about it is the fact that Mom would have given my kids some extra great nuggets in life, or some lessons in life that they're not getting. And it's like that bothers me. You know what I mean? And I actually think about Uncle Michael. I worry about, you know, Prince Paris and Blanket with that, because, you know, Mom and Uncle Michael were two amazing, amazing hearts and love and filled with so much knowledge. And I know my cousins are going to go through that. You know, when they have kids, they're gonna go through that period of,
I wish
that breaks my heart. You know, and that's something that whenever an adult, whenever someone like in their 20s or 30s lose someone, I tell them it's tough, and I go straight out. I'd be straight up with them. I said it's gonna be really tough when you have kids, because you're gonna realize that they lost an amazing grandparent.
It's just everything you do. I mean, I'm not married, but both of you went through weddings without Mom, you know, and it's just everything you do from that point on, she's not a part of.
Yeah, it's terrible. You just got to, like we always preach, you got to make the best of it, make her memory proud and share good stories, you know, keep pictures around. Dee Dee, my Dee Dee, is proud to be a Dee Dee. You know, she hears, whenever someone shares a story about Mom, I always ask them to share it to Dee Dee, and she lights up. So there's pride, and that's all you could do is just keep the memory positive and you know, connect them somehow, some way.
Yeah. Is there something that you guys do? Because I said I watch Three Stooges and try and watch something to make my mind, you know, funny. I counter it with something funny, usually like a comedy or something.
You do that now, Taj, or you did it then?
Back then, but still, if I'm in a depressed state or something like that, I try and counter it with something. I'll watch a comedy, you know, to try and get me out of that state, or I'll listen to a song or something like that. Is there anything that you guys have go-tos of?
My music for me was Mom. It was music. It was just music, because I just could write songs or whatever.
Your expression,
But I found that difficult with Uncle Michael for some reason, because I think when I went to music, it made me think about him more. So I couldn't even go to music.
You didn't have, and that was your go-to.
Yes. So then I found myself in a lost place. It's because my go-to was music, but now you can't go to your go-to. So now what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, so that was the challenge for me on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
have you found that thing?
I hate to say this on a... and announce it to everyone, but you know
it's
what?
It's just me, Taj, and you.
I know.
What are you talking about?
But I had to take the advice of my older brother.
Your older, wiser brother.
Not your younger brother?
I hate to say that. No, because he did tell me. we play video games and things, and just he said to laugh, to enjoy it. It's worth the time to stop your day and have, you know, fun. We play with Prince and it's funny because Royal used to play with us, and now it's Bryce. But we play with our family, yeah. and you know, it's you smile for at least an hour. You know, you're having fun and it's an escape.
Yeah. You know what's Todd, you've been telling me too that I need to get back on, because I used to love playing and I haven't had the time to play, but mm-hmm. I think it's so important to find your quote like meditation outlet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people it's meditating, some people it's flying a hang gliding,
some people it's jogging,
some running. People it's running, some people it's shooting
going
a gun
out to eat,
some people it's shooting baskets, some people it's eating. But yeah, I think you're right, Taj. I got to give you credit on that, because you've been on me about that. And I whenever I do play, it's like you forget about everything. I don't get to play a lot, but I will be there.
Well, you also you guys can't forget that, you know, we're online, so we have our, you know,
it's a connection.
We have a connection. We have people that, you know, it's like usually at minimum four or five of us.
Yeah.
And we're all having fun. And I think that's the important thing, too. It's not like a solo thing you're doing by yourself. Mm. You are talking to other people. You're mm-hmm. joking with other people. And I think that's the connection.
It's like a fraternity.
You know what it is? It's the key ingredient. It's laughter.
Yeah.
Because I don't know one time where I've gotten online and played with my family, Taj, or a couple of our friends as well, and gotten offline and not laughed.
Yeah.
We laugh at something.
And you know what's cool is, I mean, obviously, as long as you're not playing for 6-7 straight hours, but an hour or two, an hour a day, I think is a healthy thing.
In moderation,
thing.
Yeah.
It's everything in moderation.
Yeah.
But I was on Twitter, and I actually saw from Uncle Michael's Twitter account. I mean, obviously, it's not Uncle Michael tweeting. I don't even know who's tweeting from that account. So
neither do I.
I know it's not a family member, so I'm just giving you that warning out there. But there's a cool quote that apparently came from Uncle Michael, and it says, I saw it like 4 hours ago, and I thought about you primarily, Taj, but pretty much all of us, a little bit of you, Tara, but it says, how do you become the best in the world? I guess Uncle Michael was asked that.
Is this the study of the greats?
No. Huh? His answer was one that I'd never heard or seen, but it's cool, and it says, every day I write a bit, then I go dance a bit, then I go play video games.
Michael?
Yeah. Yeah, and
the arcade.
Yeah, I think arcade. That's what it, because there's a picture of him playing pinball.
Okay.
And I never heard him say that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it with, you know, the arcade room at Havenhurst, he was always surrounded by arcades and video games. And I think there's something to that.
Balance.
You know, there's something to that balance because, you know, like I said, I'd never heard Uncle Michael say that. And but to see that and hear that quote, you know, from Uncle Michael, which I'm going to say is a quote from him, is let you know that you have to have balance. Even if you're going to be as amazing mm-hmm. and talented as he still had to have an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key.
He loved pinball. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I forget. It was between him and Auntie Janet. I forget which one was the better one.
Really?
Oh, at Havenhurst?
Yeah.
I forgot which pinball it was, but yeah.
I forget pinball too, but. We were high on pinball.
Something that was one more thing. I know we're still on these. We have another phone call, but one thing I want to say real quick is, you know, I'm gonna take the phone call, and then we'll come back to this. Hello, who do we have on the phone line?
Sequoia.
Hi, Sequoia. How are you?
I'm fine.
How is your day going?
It's going real good.
Good. How are you going to contribute today, Sequoia?
Well, I wanted to talk about some of the good memories I had that helped me when I'm missing my grandma.
Yeah, we'd love to hear.
I remember my family would always throw these cookouts every year for every occasion, and my aunts would sing this gospel song. It kind of became our family song, and then me and my cousins would sing it, and it was being silly, and my grandma would just shake her head and smile at us, and we would ask her, you know your grandkids crazy, right? And she like, yeah, but I love y'all anyway.
Aww.
And after she passed, it was hard for us, but we would always find a way to get through the pain with laughter. Like, I know some people would think it's wrong of us, but it was at her wake and at her funeral. We were kind of laughing, and even when our aunt was like singing a family song, we would kind of sing along too, but being dramatic. Mm-hmm. But we knew, we would always say, well, I bet Grandma probably looking down at us like, yeah, them my grandkids being silly.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Sequoia. What was the song you guys sang?
It's called Good Times.
Good Times. Do you know who it's by?
Huh?
Do you know who it is sung by originally?
No, like, my family just always sang it since they were kids. They always sang it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, cool. Thank you so much, Sequoia, for that phone call and for the story. And thank you.
Oh, and I have an outlet, too.
Oh, let's hear it. What is it?
Well, I play my SmackDown versus Raw on my PlayStation.
All right.
I love it.
Video games.
I love it. Video game. How often do you play, Sequoia, truthfully?
I used to play, like, every single day for, like, 5 hours. Like, sometimes till, like, midnight, sometimes 1 in the morning. But lately, not as much.
Okay. But that was your outlet.
Yes. Like, my opponent was, like, my negative feeling or someone who had hurt me, and I would just, like, throw them off a cage or use a Kindle stick.
And who were you using? Who would you play as?
Which character? Which wrestler would you use?
Oh, I always used The Undertaker. I love The Undertaker. Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. Did you have to get a lot of controllers from beating up those buttons, or were you pretty tame when you were playing? You're just tough in the ring?
Now I'm trying to learn the controls again, but I used to know it like, I just knew it at the top of my head.
Okay, well, I don't know about still playing 5 or 6 hours, but make sure you still have that source of fun.
I think that's the key. I mean, you can't, if you've gone through a loss or something like that, 5 or 6 hours, of joy might be an important thing, mm-hmm. But if, so it's all in what you need at that time, mm-hmm. But yeah, don't let it consume your life as well, but. I know one of my good friends, when he lost his parent, I bought him a video game system, mm-hmm. Because he was one of my closest friends. And I saw his pain, but I also knew how much he loved video games. And it really was therapeutic for him. Like, it really helped him. And we played online together. And that helped him get through part of it. I mean, you never get, as TJ said and Terrell said before, you never get through it. But it helped.
Was he a gamer before, Josh?
He was a gamer before, but it was just, those systems are expensive.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Because you lose track of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you start moving away from them, like I have.
Yeah.
And I want to get back in, Yeah. So.
Well, it started with me letting him borrow one of my systems. And, mm-hmm. and then from there, when that broke, But I think it's just, there's not, whatever can get you through it at that time,
Yeah.
That's, safe and healthy.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Sequoia, thank you so much for your phone call, and you have a wonderful holidays and safe holidays, okay?
Yes.
And thank you for thank you for being such a supporter of not only us but of the foundation. It mm-hmm. means a lot to us, Sequoia. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for starting it. It really helped me a lot with my emotions and everything I go through.
Beautiful. It's a lot of work, but when we hear that, it makes everything worth it.
Thank you so much.
So thank you.
Yes, thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Much love. All right, so we're going to take this last phone call. Who do we have on the line today?
Hi. Is this TJ?
This is TJ.
Okay, you're going to laugh. This is Tiffany again.
Hi, Tiffany. Why would I laugh? How are you?
How are y'all?
Good. Tiffany, where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
What part? Have I asked you this before?
Yes, you have.
Is it
I think you have, but I don't mind answering again. I'm from a place called Beaumont, Texas.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
It's like near Houston.
All right. What's going on, Tiffany?
Not too much. I just wanted to contribute because I know that you've been talking about, like, coping mechanisms mm-hmm. and everything, you know, throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
My coping mechanism, I guess you could say that's like my passion, is writing. Mm-hmm. I've been writing since I was like 10 years old. And, you know, my parents were very sickly when I was coming up. I'm an only child. My mm-hmm. parents were very sickly. So, you know, I always had to be in the house on call if somebody needed me. Mm-hmm. And that was just sort of my, like, escape. You know, aside from your music and your family's music and everything, that was my escape and my coping mechanism, because when I wrote, like, if my mother was sick, my mother could be well. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just mm-hmm. just a child's imagination running wild.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah,
and
we've been hearing that. It's writing. Writing's a big portion, you know. And Terrell, you even say writing music was mm-hmm. huge for you. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, writing, it's something that I didn't do. Mm-hmm. Did you, Taj? Did you do a lot of writing to get over...
No, I had ideas, but you know, no, not a lot of writing. You know, I did a lot of watching.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I wish I did a lot of writing. Did you write mostly, like short,
poems
or stories, or what were you writing when you said,
I started out wanting to be like Stephen King and R.L. Stein. I wanted to do horror. Mm-hmm. My mind is not that twisted. So
mine is. Yes. Apparently.
Yes. Yes. Taj. Yes. I been doing like little short, like love stories, dramatic pieces, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Nice.
And I just write stories and share it with my friends, and they like reading it and everything. So.
Oh, that's great.
Do you ever decide to think about publishing any of them?
Yes, I would like to do that. I have a novel that I put on hold because I unfortunately have health issues. I'm stuck on dialysis because my kidneys don't work.
Oh.
But that helps me fill the time while I'm stuck in treatment.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I, Tiffany, you got to, sorry to hear, first of all, about your kidneys, but you got to get those published.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to publish. And I know it's a lot of work or it may seem daunting, but as I've gotten older, I've been thinking about your next generation and the next generation mm-hmm, after. Mm-hmm. This is what they're going to have of you. So, you know, you never know. Your great-great-grandchild may wonder who this Tiffany woman was. And then, you know, they may be able to pick up. Well, it'll be downloading still then, right, Taj?
Yes.
Format will probably still be downloading.
I would like to do that because my mother, before she passed away, she always said, well, I don't know where. She said it was a gift because she said she didn't write. My father didn't write. She was like, she didn't know where it came from. She was like, Tiffany, do something with it. And, you know, I want to honor their memory somewhere down the line and do that.
Awesome. There you go. You got to get that done.
Yes.
So next time we talk, I want to hear an update.
Yes.
Somehow. Mm-hmm. And you could do it on your own.
Okay, TJ Jackson is giving me a push, so I totally have to do it now.
I'm telling you, you got to do it. You got to do it. There's self-publishing. There's ways to self-publish. Mm-hmm. So just get it out there and get it out there so that, you know, your family, friends, and your future loved ones can always remember you by.
If I do get published, can I send you an autographed copy of the book?
Yes, oh, you love it. I would love it. I would love it.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Tiffany. Well, thank you so much, and have an amazing holidays.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Spread as much love as possible.
You guys, too. Love you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care of yourself.
Great callers.
Right?
Yeah.
Should we roll the dice and go one more?
How are we looking on time?
We have
1 minute, so unfortunately we can't. So we're sorry if you called, wanted to share your outlet. It was a good topic.
It was a great topic.
It
helped, you know, hearing other people's stories helps you, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, it helped me hearing other people's stories, you mm-hmm. know, and stuff like that, because you don't feel like you're alone.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's those little nuggets of information that you're like, oh, I'll try that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's about it. For today's show, again, we're not licensed therapists. We're just three guys who lost their mom as teens. Todd, you weren't a teen. You were 21, right?
21. We're three brothers.
Yeah. We're three, not three guys.
We're guys, but we're brothers.
Yeah, brothers sounds a little.
But
better.
You know what I like about three guys? It's three different perspectives. Sometimes when you think of three brothers, it's like, oh, they think the same.
If you have brothers,
you know it's different.
You know the truth.
All right, fine. We're three brothers with different thoughts. in different lives. But we're three brothers who've lost someone and dealing with loss currently and always dealing with loss. And we're just here to share our opinions and share our stories and share what we've learned to help you or someone you know overcome that loss. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You have to respect that tunnel and you have to respect that loss, but you have to stay positive. And I think the takeaway from today's show was the key of an outlet of to laugh, whether it's video games, movies, or just writing. Escapism. You have to have an escapism. Thank you, Terrell. Mm-hmm. And that's it. If you're just discovering our show and want to learn more about our foundation, please make sure you go to our website. It's www.ddjf.org. Taj, do you want to give social handles?
Yeah, it's the Twitter is at DDJ Foundation. Facebook is at DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. And Instagram is at DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. The website is www.ddjf.org.
You're just talking fast because of the time.
Yeah,
I respect that.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna slow it down.
Never seen it move so fast. I'm like, my never. Goodness.
But you know, one thing we're gonna also do going into the new year is take some email or emails. So if you have any emails, you can email us at info@ddjf.org. If you have any stories or anything you want to share, or any great topics, or any way to make this show even better, let us know. We want this to be an amazing show, an feedback. Amazing source of content and information for everyone.
And we're getting some great quotes on Twitter too, so that's great too. So
do you want to read one?
Yeah, I'll read one. This is from Helen. Well, Helen wrote this quote. It says, "Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it."
That's beautiful. So,
and that's from Helen Keller, right? From France. Yeah, she's the one that sent Toria from France, but Helen Keller. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that's it. Yeah. We love you all. We
be
won't.
Safe.
I don't think we're going to be here next weekend, or next week. I'm sorry, but we will be here to close the year out. And we just want to wish you all the best, a safe, loving holidays. And thank you so much for taking this journey with us. Much love.
Much love. All right.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.